DiscerningHearts.com presents Building a Kingdom of Love, Reflections with Monsignor John Essiff. Monsignor Essiff is a priest of the Diocese of Scranton, Pennsylvania. He has served as a retreat director and confessor to St. Teresa of Calcutta. He continues to offer direction and retreats for the sisters of the missionaries of charity around the world. Monsignor Essiff encountered St. Padre Pio, who would become a spiritual father to him. He has lived in areas around the world, including Lebanon and Peru, serving in the Pontifical Missions, a Catholic organization established by St. John Paul II to bring the good news to the world, especially to the poor. He continues to serve as a retreat leader and director to bishops, priests, brothers and sisters, and seminarians and other religious leaders around the world. Building the Kingdom of Love, Reflections with Monsignor John Essiff. I'm your host, Chris McGregor. So what's on your heart today, Monsignor?
Well, today we have the magnificent story of Jesus being transfigured on the mountain. And this is told now on the second Sunday of Lent because the church wants to bring home that all of us are the chosen children of God. You know, which mother or father has taken their baby down and made the sign on the cross on their forehead? This child of yours has been redeemed of his sins or her sins by Jesus Christ through the sacrament of baptism. So who is your child? What is the identity of all of us Christians as we enter this second Sunday of Lent? And Mother Church, it has been teaching her children for many, many years who we are and how to do penance at this time. We are called as sinners, redeemed, to do penance for our sinfulness. But we get the wrong story. And I really believe at the same time that Jesus was telling this new story, which is Christ being chosen by the Father as his Son, that you and I are children of God, chosen by God, redeemed through, with, and in Jesus Christ in his precious blood. And we have sinned so that we have fallen under the old story at the foot of the mountain at the same time that the story of the transfiguration was taking place. There was another father who brought his child to Jesus to be relieved of demons. And so let's listen to the two stories. And they're both scenes are taking place at the same time. So here is the story.
About 8 days after he said this, he took Peter, John, and James and went up the mountain to pray. While he was praying, his face changed in appearance and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were conversing with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his exodus that he was going to accomplish in Jerusalem. Peter and his companions had been overcome by sleep, but becoming fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. As they were about to part from him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." But he did not know what he was saying. While he was still speaking, a cloud came and cast a shadow over them, and they became frightened when they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my chosen Son. Listen to him." After the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. They fell silent and did not at that time tell anyone what they had seen. On the next day, when they came down from the mountain, a large crowd met him. There was a man in the crowd who cried out, "Teacher, I beg you, look at my son. He is my only child." For a spirit seizes him and he suddenly screams and it convulses him until he foams at the mouth. It releases him only with difficulty, wearing him out. I begged your disciples to cast it out, but they could not. Jesus said in reply, O faithless and perverse generation, how long will I be with you and endure you? Bring your son here. As he was coming forward, the demon threw him to the ground in a convulsion. But Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit, healed the boy, and returned him to his father. The Gospel of the Lord.
You see, that, I think, the interpretation is that this father is the one who's looking at his son, who has been convulsed and just destroyed, and so it's such suffering and pain under the pain of sin and death and the demon. How many families that I meet as an exorcist or as someone who is asked to deliver people from this bondage. You see, I think we still think these sons of yours as being in that bondage, but they're not. Every one of them has been redeemed. If they are your son, I ask you now to think about them. That's the old story. The old story of this father looking at his son and seeing the powerlessness that he had to assist him. As a father and mother, I ask you to remember this scene, the Transfiguration, when you took your son or your daughter down to the church. When the priest was going to baptize that child, you placed a seal of the cross on your son's forehead. What did Jesus say to this perverse and crooked generation? You are faithless. Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? Do you believe that God is the Father who sent him and who created heaven and earth? Do you believe that the Holy Spirit has come into your child by the water and the Holy Spirit in which he was baptized? Do you believe that, O faithless and crooked generation? The new story and the true story is that my identity in Christ is that the Father looks at me first. When I was baptized, you are my beloved child. And the Holy Spirit came upon me and overshadowed me and filled me with the glory of his life in baptism. Each one of us, as we celebrate this second Sunday of Lent, is on a journey. We're on a journey and a pilgrimage through my life of suffering and dying and rising. And I have driven from me sin and Satan and death by him who is within me. And so when I am my identity, identify my father as God, and I hear the Father say to me on this second Sunday of Lent, you are my beloved son in whom I have chosen. And so what is it to listen to him today? Repent. Because if you have sinned, he who is within you is able to conquer whatever that is, because he has suffered and died and risen, not only out there, but in you. And that suffering and that dying and that rising through grace is taking place in you, so that your Lenten journey, if you truly understand what this Lent is all about, then the repentance and the suffering, as you come then to the Eucharistic celebration on the second Sunday of Lent, and you hear the words of the Transfiguration, as you stand there listening to them, either supposing it's your son who has gone astray and needs to repent, remember the day that you took him for baptism. Remember the day that he was sealed with the sign of the cross, and to pray that he will live what he has been called to be. As you see your son or your daughter, wherever they may be, in him still is Christ, the deepest part of him. He may not have been to Mass for 25 years, and you have been praying and praying. Christ in him, and through him and with him, will bring him redemption. If you yourself have fallen away during this second Sunday of Lent, and you want to become holy, where do you go? To your Father, and ask your Father for the forgiveness by the power of the Holy Spirit, so that you can hear again, "This is my beloved Son, my daughter, my chosen one. You are my child." Every single Catholic in this journey needs to repent. There are those extreme, those who have sold themselves out to Satan by years and years of falling into sins of the perversity of drugs or alcohol, or perversity of terrible addictions of pornography, whatever that might be. He who is within you has the power. There's a beautiful story in our school of exorcism that this man who was so under the power of Satan, and this terrible thing where Satan was actually controlling him, possessing him, just like this little boy. And his wife brought him, who loved him. But what were they doing? They were living in fornication. They were living in sin. When they come back to the church to begin to want to live in grace, to recall that it was Jesus in the man and Jesus in the woman, and repented of their sins and received forgiveness from their sinfulness. And as they returned to grace, the evil one had no power over them. And so their repentance drove out these demons. They really and truly loved. It was love that brought them to repentance. It was faith that brought them to confession. And so how many of us on this second Sunday of Lent, the journey that you want to take is the inward one. Where? Into your center. Where? To your Father. Listen to him. And as you listen to him, you are being listened to because he is your Father. And the Holy Spirit is cleansing you and cleaning you. The story of the transfiguration of Jesus Christ on Tabor is your story. And my story is the story that I am Christ, and that the Father is saying to me, "You are my beloved." And though you may have gone very far away, my daughter, I have been with you. Who are you? I'm your Father. And I want to bring you back, even though you have taken and thrown yourself and been thrown by the demons that you have allowed in into the fire to cause you sickness and suffering and alienation and aloneness. I will bring you back. I am your Father. Wherever you may be, you are mine. And I am yours. I never cease to dwell with you. because I love you, and I am all mercy, and I am all powerful. I am Jesus who is in you. I alone can be chaste if that's your problem. I alone can be sober if that's your weakness. I alone can be humble if you are proud. In this Lenten journey, by the power of the Spirit who overshadows us, to know the true story, the real story, the beautiful story, is repent and believe the good news, where the Father saw his child so completely lost. Parents, children, family of God, this is the story of your Father who has chosen you, the whole human race. You are my chosen one. And those who tell the story about the Father, the story that is being told on this second Sunday of Lent, is a story full of hope, full of faith, and full of divine love.
Monsignor?
Yes?
It is interesting in that story that you've just broken open, not only of the transfiguration in that moment, but also of the activity at the base of the mountain, that those around the Father and the Son, the Father that's trying to help his Son somehow, those around him are utterly confused as well.
Yes.
They just don't know. And those are comprised of disciples and people that have been following Jesus and have been charged with delivering the message. They themselves are utterly confused. And isn't that what happens to us sometimes when we're seeking help, we don't know where to go, and we reach out to those Christians, to our brothers and sisters in faith, and they can mislead us and be stuck just because they don't know. I mean, that's quite a danger, isn't it?
I would say thank you, Chris, for that warning with regard, especially you parents who have had your children baptized, and especially you yourselves who have been baptized, how important it is for us as we go to this Sunday's Mass. Yes, you're going to say at the beginning of the Eucharistic celebration, I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have sinned. And even if you don't go to Mass, and even if you don't go to worship God on a Sunday, then you yourself might roll out of bed and feel this old story that I'm lost. That's not true. You see, that's the old story. But if you have been baptized, your Father wants you to hear his voice. Notice the desperate voice of the father of the demoniac. There's nothing I can do. And you know, how many parents say that about their children? They're absolutely in despair about, and yet they have had them baptized. They have been confirmed. I believe, as you say, that there is such a need to hear the voice of the Father. We have been redeemed. This second Sunday of Lent, we are on the road to Calvary. You are. Jesus is suffering in you. Jesus is dying in you. And Jesus on Easter will rise with you to a new and deeper life through the Passion. This couple that I was telling you about, the joy in their marriage. You know, they had postponed by living as brother and sister because they truly did love each other. And they waited until they got their marriage reconciled with the church. And they received forgiveness of their sins. And they brought themselves the joy it was Christ in them that brought such salvation to their hearts and to their families. What a magnificent story that is of redemption.
Final thought, Monsignor?
The story is, you are my beloved son. You are my beloved daughter. And the Holy Spirit that has overshadowed you is going to bring to you clarity and a new light, hopefully, this second Sunday of Lent, to reveal to you your sinfulness and to have you cry out to your Abba, Father, forgive us. The Our Father is such a powerful hope and a prayer of hope. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come into me here on earth as it is in heaven. God bless.
You've been listening to Building the Kingdom of Love, Reflections with Monsignor John Essif. To hear and or to download this program or to browse hundreds of other spiritual formation programs, visit discerninghearts.com. This has been a production of Discerning Hearts. I'm your host, Chris McGregor. We hope that if this has been helpful for you, that you will first pray for our mission. And if you feel us worthy, consider a charitable donation, which is fully tax deductible, to support our efforts. But most of all, we pray that you will tell a friend about discerninghearts.com.